Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Not all the time, just when we're on the air. When I'm not here, driving down the street in traffic going, bah, bah.
Everybody bob.
Not all. So.
Welcome to a beautiful Sunday morning.
It's live on the air.
Yes, we are. Welcome to another Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on a beautiful, cold, but beautiful, sunshiny
day. We have discussed that this is a brisk day. It's
a brisk
sunny
day.
And cool. Blustery is overcast and the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
Cool, right? So this is a brisk day. This is a brisk day.
Brisk day, yes. Brisk.
But, so let it be said, so let it be done. Is that what it is?
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, we got a special day today because we are coming up on St. Valentine's Day. I got to get my saint straight here.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day.
Guys, let me tell you, if you don't have reservations by now, you better be cooking. It's going to get you think it's been cold lately. It's going to get real cold if you don't take care of your woman.
I told you I have Valentine's Day.
I have a lot of reservations.
Mostly about politics.
Okay.
For my birthday in a couple of weeks, I'm going to Doe's Eat.
Oh!
Eat place.
Are you going to invite anybody?
No. Have you seen the prices?
Well, I mean.
It's $45 just for the steak.
Some people go Dutch.
And anybody wants to pay their own way is welcome to meet me there.
Be a good road trip.
Modify the reservation. Yeah,
be a good road trip.
Yeah. I'm going to the one in Biloxi.
Oh, no.
I'd
rather go to one in.
Well, but that's too far a drive. But
I bet I can get there in a day.
Less.
Well,
there's that. A buddy of mine used to say, any place on earth is walking distance if you got the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rome?
Time's all we got.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm retired now. All I got is time.
Semi-retired.
Yeah. Somewhat like that.
Yeah.
But,
I tried that too.
I'm sorry I wasn't here last week, folks. I thought I had the little COVID again and had all the symptoms, but it was safe that I just go ahead and not even come in. And,
I wanted you to get over your congestion.
Yeah, I had that.
And as I understand, the folks at Butch's helped you through that, our fine sponsor at Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It's like, yeah, come on into the bar, Mike. We'll help you get over that congestion.
Well,
here,
I
have some mistake wings.
We had
a nearly famous cheeseburger.
We went and hung out and listened to Killer Bees last Saturday night.
Oh yeah,
and that he was funny.
Yeah,
still as funny.
Okay,
as he used to be.
Always we have a guest for the next segment, but I'm going to ask her real quick. Have you ever heard of the comedian Killer Bees?
No.
Okay. I thought it was just a Southern thing.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
B-E-A-Z.
One time he was Showtime's best comedian of the year. Won it several times.
His career was huge in the 90s.
He's a mobilian, and he
save
used to
up!
Hang up. Save up. But he doesn't do save up anymore.
Yeah.
He's changed it a little bit. He's got a new
Save
new
a little.
Stick. So,
save but, some and spend some.
But him and Carrot Top used to hang out at the Mobile Comedy Club on Highway 90 a lot. And when I was in work for Alabama Crown, I used to call on them. And if you went on the right day at the right time, you'd hear them. You could see them and watch them practice on the stage by themselves. And trying to make each other laugh. And,
Alec Naiman
mm-hmm.
used to do, when I first moved back from Nashville in the late 90s, he did a little cooking show on mm-hmm. cable access TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Killer Bees would sit at the end of the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you get save up, hey, how you doing, in the same room cooking. And it
That's
was
hilarious.
Something great. It was way better than cable access.
Well, I will say
have.
This about Killer. He is on Moonshiners. Discovery Channel's Moonshiners. He is. He's an actor
problem.
On there, too. And I've seen six shows he's on. I think that's all he's done is six episodes and with them. But it's funny.
I have some of their butterscotch moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. It tastes like you took a Werther's Original and made it a liquid at about 70 proof.
Oh, wow.
80 proof.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. It is a Werther's original with a kick.
But we do have a guest today. That's Patty Cakes. Everybody knows Patty Cakes.
Patty Clark, the finest pastry chef on the Gulf Coast.
And she's sweet, too.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
She brought us all kinds of
things. Look at that. Show the camera. Show the camera.
The camera is up there. If you're looking on the Facebook, see that glare? Underneath it is a bunch of chocolate-covered strawberries. I had to tilt it to get the thing right. But Patty is here today, and I'm going to turn the mic over to her in the next segment. But Mike and I are going to get our business out of the way. We mentioned our fine sponsors, Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We've got more than that, though, don't we, Mike?
We do. We have
a whole plethora.
We have Bob's Downtown Diner.
Fine folks.
We have Levishon Wine and Tapas Bar. And we have Hall's Sausage and Meats.
Wholesale meats.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about going to get me some bacon and some of that garlic bologna.
Garlic bologna is, that goes back to my childhood. My parents would go to, what was it in the mall, the Hickory Farm store?
Mm-hmm.
To get garlic bologna once a year at Christmas time.
So
any other time, we didn't go to the mall.
Hey, we got a few birthdays.
I want to
mention.
Like Jet Tila.
Who's that?
Really? He doesn't know who Jet Tila is. He's one of the hosts of about a half dozen shows on Food Network.
No,
he judges
I think somebody more important than that. People more important than that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Mike McLeod.
Oh, World Food Championships. We've heard of him.
It's his birthday today. Mm-hmm. Neil Daniel, chef.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, and it's Rick Ashley's birthday. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
And now you understand why Mike sells alcohol for a living.
It helps the hearing impaired. But anyway, but sad news as well. You know, you got good news and we got some sad news.
I thought we weren't going to talk about Auburn football.
We're still not. in all seriousness, we had a few deaths this past week. The founder of Davis Catfish, David Ross, he passed away in a car accident last Sunday. Mm. And also George Buddy Skipper, who owned Tacky Jacks, founded Tacky Jacks, he passed away this past week.
I saw the Tacky Jacks.
Davis Catfish and Tacky Jacks, two big well-known names along the Gulf Coast, their founders.
David's Catfish House is phenomenal.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And I love got the new one.
It ain't nothing fancy.
They got the new one, this drive up there in Daphne.
Yeah. And I haven't been to that.
I don't know how connected it is with it, but it's, David did start David's. Yeah. But I'll pull up in there when I need something real quick. Finger food, you can put that catfish in your fingers right there and just chew it while you're eating or while you're driving. So,
and I want you to know you have a fan already watching the broadcast. Brittany Singvise, I hope I got that right, Brittany, is the pastry chef at Greer's. And she was so looking forward to meeting you Friday, and you weren't there. But I have been telling her about your stuff. She wants to be you when she grows up.
Oh, wow.
She is she's a Culinard graduate. So she worked under Chef Wendy. I don't know if you ever met Wendy at Culinard when they were up and running. But a nice lady. And Brittany is a bright young star in the pastry industry, and all she has done has been regaled of stories of the great Patty Clark ever since I've met her. So she is a fan of yours. Good morning, Brittany. Oh, yeah, and now she's on here all excited.
Oh, cool.
She said, hi, I wish I were there. I'm at the store making king cakes now. We have an order for 50 at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, Patty, you remember when Stu and I went out to California a couple of years ago, and I told Stu if he took us to one more restaurant that had he took me to one more restaurant that where we had to use chopsticks, I was going to stab him in the throat with them.
Right, and it's National Chopstick Day today,
too. It is National Chopstick Day.
I almost brought you chopsticks to eat strawberries with.
But you know what I noticed? I looked it up, I Googled it, I did everything, try to find National Chocolate Dipped Strawberry Day, and there's not a National Chocolate. There's a Chocolate Dipped Anything Day and a Chocolate Dipped Fruit Day, but there's not a Chocolate Strawberry Dipped Strawberry Day. Oh, well. There's something to work toward.
Yeah, we got to make our own now.
I tell you. And today's also Driscoll. Frozen Yogurt Day, too.
There you go, Driscoll. Buy
another day. Froyo. Oh, I love me some Froyo.
Froyo? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love frozen yogurt.
So, anyway. I think we got our new our stuff out of the way just in time. 343-0106 is our Callahan's social, our social club text in line. You could call us, and hey, if you want to talk to Patty or ask her a question, call or text it in. Wine's for you to drink a wine. Wine's for you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Second, wine's for you to drink a wine. Wine's for you to drink a wine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Have our special guest. I fondly call her Patty Cakes, and we all do. But better known as Patty Cakes, but we call her, her real name's Patty Clark. And she is a sweet diva, a sweetness diva. And she makes some of the best dipped strawberries and king cakes and other things as well. Everything. Everything. But Patty, thank you for. Well, you didn't have to get up too early this morning, did you? You didn't have to get up too early this morning, did you?
No, I don't even have to say good morning. I can say, like, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, something like that. So how you been doing?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. So you got some new ventures going.
Yeah, I do.
We wanted to help you with that and push that for you. And but are you, most importantly, are you still doing the strawberries?
Yes, dipping them chocolate-dipped strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
The finest on the coast.
I'll tell you, boy, those things are huge.
Look, they're long stem.
They're huge.
You notice the attention? They're long stem strawberries. Mm-hmm.
Long stem berries, yes.
Yeah. These things are big. But every year when you bring them, they're big.
It's healthy.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's fruit salad.
It's that time of year. But, you know, I looked up when...
The traditional Super Bowl chocolate-covered strawberry, right?
Yeah. No, it's something a little more. Strawberries are growing this time of year, January, February. And I guess it's just appropriate to have them for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
But I'd happen to see that one of the strawberry, national strawberry days is in December. That don't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
They got it wrong.
It should be closer to Valentine's or Mother's Day.
Absolutely, or less all the way through, especially those 2 days.
They just start getting really into season right now, and then by Mother's Day, they're nice and plump and juicy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more juicy.
I think National Strawberry Shortcut Day is like the first week of June, or possibly first week of July.
Yeah.
I did a promo with Driscoll's on that on Studio 10 one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Driscoll's is a fine company, by the way, for a large produce company. They source everything they can from U.S. farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Driscoll is my favorite berry when I'm getting them out of Watsonville, California.
Uh-huh.
I knew where you were going with that one, Stu.
So you've been to California before?
Oh, yeah. Born and bred.
Yeah. You like challenge butter?
I see you got a lot of friends on your Facebook page that are Californians.
Yeah, I was there 38 years, and I've been here, 13? Don't do the math, please.
Well, the last 13 were all negative years, so they actually come up. So 25. Oh, good.
Okay.
25.
Perfect.
So tell us your plans. What are you doing?
Well, right now I'm selling my berries over at the Southern Antiques and Accent Shop. I'll be there on Saturday, February 12th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also, I'll be Sunday. I'll have my resin artwork at Mobile Bay Makers Market. I'll have my resin artwork that I'm doing with strawberries, selling those out there on Sunday, February 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, where is that located?
That's at the pier, One Beach Boulevard or One Beach Road in Fairhope.
Oh, wow.
I know it's called Mobile Bay because that's
Mobile
right
Bay.
There. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know
right
that or if it was mobile. Something that's mobile. We always get called wrong.
Yeah, I think I may have called it like that when I first came here. Yeah,
the guy trying to sell me my extended car warranties is Mobile, Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Were you able to get it in? Because that was the last try.
Was it?
That was their last attempt
darn.
To get in touch with you.
I'll just have to buy a new car.
So the Southern Antiques and Accent Shop, I'll be there Saturday, February 12th, right across the street from the hospital, 254 South Greeno Road.
Wow.
Yeah. She's letting me do a table in there. And
oh, wow. That's super.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you got good support.
Yeah.
Good support. And we're here to support you.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to be here to support you. You also sound like you're on a comedy tour and you're on the road. You're giving us all your dates.
I'm going to be doing signatures, signing
there you go,
my signing. Autographs. Yeah.
Autograph. Your autograph chocolate dipped strawberries.
I'll be signing the back of my charcuterie boards and resin trays.
As seen and heard on Sip and Chew.
Yeah, the your artwork, your culinary artwork. Talk about that a little.
I've been getting into it the last 10 months. I'm really loving it. Just I'm doing like geode and crystal resin, epoxy resin boards. I can do grazing tables, nice trays, Lazy Susans, cheese boards, you know. I can even...
Like if you had a wine and tapas bar over in Daphne and
need some charcuterie boards.
Charcuterie boards to the next level.
Yes, and yes. I get an art resin. It's a food safe and no toxins and food safe. Right. Totally.
Oh, cool.
I get the best resin I can get, especially for that.
It's one of the things I've always admired about you is you don't take any of the shortcuts that other people take. Like when you bake, you're not buying a frozen dough and thawing it out and rolling it out. You're making everything from scratch.
Right.
Scratch made. And I have always admired that about your work. And anybody in the industry that I'm in is going to admire someone that does it all from scratch like that.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. I mean, everybody can be a baker. Just got to keep on practicing.
And be part chemist.
I'm just kind of flashy. I'm one of them flashy.
She's like you're trying to glitzy. Roll pastry. Yeah,
yes, glitzy. Kind of glitzy. Glitz and glam to you. That's my name on Instagram.
So, yeah, give them your Instagram and your Facebook contact.
Glitz and glam to you. It's GLITZNGLAM, the number 2, the letter U. You can DM me on there. That's my resident artwork Instagram. Or I have P-Cakes to You. That's another Instagram I have. And we'll be working on a Facebook business page pretty quick. Yeah. I have somebody pretty close to me going to be helping me out with that one.
Yeah, like physically close to you? Or?
Yeah, like 6 inches away. So we'll have to get that out and about when we get that going.
Absolutely. I think I'm off either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
I thought we just gave
away check my
was.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Are you free any of those days?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about your boards, and you said that they're food safe.
They're food safe. Yeah, you can display cheese and grapes and meats and do like little grazing tables, or just have it for displays or hang them on the wall.
They are glitzy.
Glitzy and glamorous,
They grab your attention when you look at them.
They're perfect for a diva like Mike.
Yes.
One of them's got Mardi Gras colors over there, I see.
Yeah, I brought those in special for that.
Okay.
They almost look like oysters, people say.
Yeah, that does.
Looks
that
like does. An oyster. Everyone's unique, one of a kind, whatever's going through my head at the time. Kind of like how I used to do my cakes and just whatever comes with it is going to be there.
So, are you doing any king cakes if people want to order one from you?
No. No.
not right now? Yeah. Okay.
You need a break from that, huh?
Right. Cheesecakes and chocolate torts,
Yeah.
Grazing tables, charcuterie boards, any kind of catering. Catering job.
What about a medium catering job?
A medium would be fine, too. one to... 300, 400, let's go. Go big or go home.
There you go. Yeah.
And we'll talk about it in the next segment, but you have done a little bit of competition in your days, maybe against, some of the best pastry chefs in the world, perhaps.
Maybe.
So we'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment, too. So go ahead and start pulling up your accolades page. 2 minutes, Mike. Mm-hmm. Talk about something.
Yeah. So, I know our own the studios, huh?
Stuff when I'm not trying to push something.
Okay. Yeah, we won't talk about that.
And then
Well, what trends do you see coming up in the pastry industry? Yeah, you're on air right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a 2 minute signal. So, I mean, guys, you're on the air for 2 minutes.
Trends. We have to be adapted to anything we can, that we can come up with, sell, buy, trade.
Like an infusion of spicy flavors is a little bit, because I love a chocolate sauce with cayenne in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And stuff like that. Do you see there being more of that? I mean, hot sauce is about to overtake ketchup as the most popular condiment in the world.
Right.
What about usage of that? Because I had a donut in New Orleans at a great place called District Donuts, Sliders and Brew, legendary place, that was maple sriracha glaze.
Hmm.
It was phenomenal. Oh, her head is...
See. I'm thinking more hot and spicy with some liqueurs, you know, infused together.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that when we come back then. This is juice. Great pastry chef, Patty Clark.
Like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie, drink wine.
Alrighty, we're back with Patty Clark, which I finally call Patty Cakes, because she makes great cakes.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Listen, throughout your life, what got you into baking? What was your inspiration? Who are your heroes?
First off, in my inspirations, I loved to bake with my mom when she baked, you know, time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But what really got me, I think I was around 16 and I made divinity and I brought it to my buddy's Christmas party. And he had his mom and the mom's sisters there. And they ate my divinity and they started crying. And right then and there, I realized I'm going to touch people's heart and soul through their palate.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, I want to hit their soul right through food. And I loved, right then and there, I realized, wow, those expressions, I want to get them like that all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do when I bake or cook or anything I display. It always has to be big and beautiful and glamorous.
So they were crying because it brought back memories.
Yes, it brought back memories of their mom that had passed away.
Yeah.
And they just all started crying. And I was thinking, oh, I'm so sad they're crying. But wow, that they were happy too that they got to have, they never had divinity since she passed away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are things that take you back, you know, things you'll eat somewhere. And sometimes it catches you off guard because you didn't expect this item you ordered at a restaurant to take you back and say, oh my God, that reminds me of this time and the event or where you were at or a person, you know. So
yeah, there's a great scene, you'll know this, in the movie Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Where they demonstrate that well, when the food critic that always hated him tastes the ratatouille and it takes him back to his grandmother.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a great scene.
Even though it's animated, it was a great movie.
It was a cute movie.
I believe it was a California chef was the chef consultant on that movie. Guy you may have heard of, Thomas Keller. Yeah. The greatest chef in American history.
Hey, we got a caller. We got Cookie on the line. Hello, Cookie. How are you doing, hon?
Hey, are you there?
Are you there?
I hate this phone. I can barely hear you.
All right. Can you turn your volume up?
Yes, sir. That's what I've been trying to do.
Okay.
Thank you so much for answering my requests. I love Miss Patty Cakes. I just do.
Hey, Cookie.
She's just a delight. The Yeah, the a total addition to the slightly sour guys. No, yeah, you know what I mean.
That's accurate. That's very accurate.
Yay.
It's a good balance. My question is, my questions are, first of all, what would be your verse? I mean, I'm the world's worst pastry chef. I'm the world's worst baking person, okay, except for savory things. I know, which is odd for me. What would be your best advice for someone dealing with satsumas, many who have been frozen whole, and or loquats, which are local crops, and somebody that's, you know, like I said, the world's worst pastry ain't even my vocabulary, you know. It's like the world's worst baker. What would you suggest, ma'am? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well,
ma'am, are you still there?
No,
she's hung up.
Yeah, just wants to know what you would do with satsumas, some that have been frozen, or loquats. Yeah, that's a local citrus. If Bill Finch were here, he would explain them more to you. But
those are like the kumquats that people, right?
Little. I think it's a little bigger than a kumquat. I'll look it up. But address what you do with the satsumas, other than a satsuma cello, which is
or rum. Know,
you can drink it.
Satsuma rum.
I'm worried that did she freeze them whole, like with the peeling on? That's what went through my head when she said that.
I would like to think that they've been.
I would say reduce them down, make a jam out of their preserver or some kind of sauce. I did a competition where when the satsuma.
Like a mango steam.
Oh, yeah. I used satsumas in a sauce I did on a competition for the World Food Championship 1 year. Just reducing it down. Can't remember the exact stuff I put in there. A dessert dish.
Okay.
I was in the dessert category.
Yeah. I didn't know if you ever did a savory category or not.
No.
With WFC, I know that you've done it in other cook-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have taken down one of the best burger guys before.
He's kind of sitting real close to me, actually.
Yeah. In case people didn't know, she took on one of the best burger guys and beat him. So she cook a burger, too.
Just food. I like to do my research and just keep getting stuff till I get it down. I did a crawfish boil a few years back, and a dessert girl jumping into a crawfish boil. Never even did a boil in my life, and I'll be darned if I didn't do my research and I'm gonna get this right, and I came in second place.
Oh,
wow.
And they were teasing me. Oh, what are you going to do? Put some chocolate in it? You know?
Did you?
No. Oh, okay. Of course not. No. No.
Nibs,
no.
Chocolate.
Oh, but I enjoyed my time, and I love to make people happy and see their reactions.
It is amazing what you can do just throwing it in crawfish bowl. Brussels sprouts, fantastic. Lamb shanks. I've done it all. And it's all delicious in crawfish bowl.
It's right. The boil, so it's the boil and
melting pot.
It's a melting
boiling
pot.
Pot.
It is that.
What is
it?
I was throwing boiling pot, throwing my stuff in. I was doing like
doing
Salt Bay, but I was doing my own thing.
Well, that makes me curious about one thing. People use the zest of an orange and the zest of lemons and zest
any citrus. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the satsumas, you can use the zest just as well.
Oh, definitely.
With that in
a lot
of dishes.
It's the citrus oil that we're getting from that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When
bringing out those aromatics out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet those would be good in crawfish. Just cut them up.
I bet lemon
in
zest would be great.
What's that?
Lemon. Because you're already going to, a lot of crawfish bowls have lemons in it.
Satsuma being local down here.
Yeah. Well, I cut them up and put in that boil. Mm-hmm. I did oranges.
The
and
local regional thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And scuppernongs.
And especially when it comes in season.
Scuppernongs.
Yeah. Do you know what a scuppernong is, Patty?
No, what is that?
It is one of the indigenous grapes to the
southeast United States, the other one being Muscadine.
Okay,
I heard
That's our native grapes.
Yeah. Grapes. They're like five times the resveratrol of regular wine grapes. They're incredibly healthy.
Pomegranate is higher in antioxidants than pomegranate.
Right. Perdido Vineyards makes a white scuppernong juice. Far and away the best fruit juice I've ever drank in my life.
Wow.
It's not pasteurized, so it's not real syrupy. You know, because people don't know this. The juices you buy at the store are pasteurized, which means they've been cooked, which means water is evaporated and it's concentrated the sugars. So if you're giving them to kids, maybe not Mickey, but one a little smaller, you should dilute it with some water. It is a concentrate, and it's too much sugar for a kid.
But I love pomegranates too. I love, but they're so they're super high in sugar.
Well, Cookie was talking about scuppernong. I mean, satsumas. Over in Louisiana, they've made a rum from it. I forget the name of it, but one of the big companies came in and bought them out. It's one of the most phenomenal rums I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Most rums are sugarcane. This was made out of satsumas. It's just satsuma rum, and Gator, is it Gator or?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And it took off like crazy. And like I said, a big.
Bayou rum.
Bayou rum, yeah.
And where is that made at?
It was out of Louisiana. And it probably still is made over there. But one of the big, big liquor companies came in and bought them up. And they jumped on it big time. It's really good. Really
sounds,
good stuff.
It sounds good. It sounds worth
trying. I'm not
trying,
a rum guy, but the satsuma rum was delicious. It really was. I could just imagine a lot of recipes that you could cook with it.
Yeah.
Well, I've done the pomegranate juice, and then the, what is that pomegranate liqueur? I've done some stuff with that, combining the two, and it's pretty darn good.
Okay.
So, and for people out there, the novice bakers, talk to them about punching up flavors and stuff by using liqueurs and things, whether it's painting a cake top with it, or what are some of the ways you could use those flavored liqueurs?
You can always do like a simple syrup. That's an easy one. That's real easy for people to do. Simple syrup is just half a 50-50 blend of water, hot water and, you know, your sugar, and then you can come down a little bit on that liquid and just add some liqueur to it. And take a pastry brush and brush it on the top of your cakes in between your layers, and even put some of that liqueur right in your frostings, you know.
Right. And I guess one of the most popular ones is Kirsch, right, the cherry-flavored liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that in Cherry's Jubilee?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I like Kirsch. I like Angelica, like the Frangelica or whatever, the almond taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent you the link to the Bayou Rum, by the way.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Thank you.
It is still made in Louisiana.
Okay, good.
It's just probably it's probably a distribution deal. What do you think, Mike?
More. It's been a regional thing, and it gives a lot more worldwide exposure, especially with as popular as Louisiana and Louisiana cuisine is around the world. You know, it was a good time for them. Good time for them. If I owned it, I sure would have jumped on it because.
Right. You can always take some of those alcohols and sugar and lemon juice, maybe cinnamon stick, and reduce it on the stove a little bit to thicken it up and make yourself little sauces to go on the top of your desserts also, or even your savory food. Mix that sweet and heat and salty and alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be fun to do.
Just kind of have to experiment.
Where everything is a savory dessert or a sweet entree. Every course.
That'd be weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be challenging. That'd be.
Yeah. And then Mike gets to pair something with each one.
Oh, goodness.
Don't limit it to just wine either, Mike.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Cellos. Yeah. I like the cellos.
I like some shots in there. Shot, shot, shot. Fireball with my cinnamon steak.
Yeah. I have done a marinade for steak with vanilla bean, with vanilla extract, black pepper before. And it's phenomenal. In case a lot of people don't know, in the Caribbean, they often, when they serve vanilla ice cream, they serve it with black pepper on top.
Hmm.
And it's a really good combination. They do it, the black pepper flakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Black pepper and vanilla, terrific together.
Nice, nice. Take, scrape out those vanilla pods and even that would be, bump it up a notch. Still.
Of course, it's always. Well, in case, I guess, we're going to use grains of paradise for the pepper.
La la.
All righty. 3430106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line and call in line. And when we come back, we're going to tell you who our sponsors are.
There we go.
Folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us. We're that Mike and us. Stu. Heck yeah.
Well, listen.
Man, we got a radio show, Mike. Did you know that?
We're here with our dear friend, our sweet friend, Patty Clark, which we finally call Patty Cakes. But before we get back to her, we've got to mention our sponsors. Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yeah, where is that located?
I ate there this morning. It's at the corner of Fat and Happy, North Jackson and St. Francis. Mm-hmm. And then Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Boy, they had a lot of great music going on. Last night they had Emily Stuckey last night.
Oh, she's very talented.
She's really good. She brings in a great crowd, too. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's the home of Dave's famous pimento cheese.
Right.
Not pimento and cheese, but pimento cheese.
Pimento cheese.
That's it.
Well, that T is actually a soft D, isn't it?
That's it. And our fine folks over at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Mm-hmm. And we want to mention Roy and Butch Cassidy's and that gang. They got a great staff there. And they're really fun people. It's a fun place to go to.
He is the mayor of Flochel.
He is the mayor of Flochel. Yeah,
Roy Seaver is the mayor of the Flochel neighborhood.
Hey, and tomorrow night's rib beans and rice. What better on a cold night is some rib beans and rice? I think it's red beans and rice everywhere on Mondays, just about on the Gulf Coast. But anyway, we're sitting here talking to our buddy Patty Clark, and we've been talking some really sweet stuff and trying to get crazy with some things, too.
Yeah. Well, but, Mike, why don't you throw your mic over to her and let me ask a few questions, man?
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I'm going to chew on some of these strawberries.
There you go. Well, I just had my Butterfinger strawberry, and I don't know what you guys are doing. These are one bite. I look over and Phil's like nibbling on his like a little rat with a piece of cheese.
What?
It's a strawberry, man. It's one bite. It's one little berry.
That's a huge
the size
thing.
Of your fist.
We can tell. We see your sprinkle on your chin.
But you mentioned earlier World Food Championships. You and I have both been competitors in it. Mm. It is the most incredible thing, and you've experienced it too, when you walk in and you realize just how much talent from all over the world you're competing against.
Right.
It is just so I've done savory side. I've done the seafood cook-off 1 year. I did the burger cook-off the next year. But you do the sweet side. What is that like? I mean, because we're all sitting here trading shots back and forth at our tables and stuff. I got the first year I had a bunch of snapper leftover. I did a mashup of escabeche and banh mi. I did an escabeche banh mi. And I had all this extra because they gave me a 15-pound snapper.
Wow.
And, you know, so I got all the fillets I needed for my six sandwiches from one side of it.
Well, see, they don't do that in the dessert section. Right. You guys get all that meat and stuff like that. We'd have to bring ours in. Mm-hmm. We don't get anything really for free.
Well,
unless there's jams and stuff, I think we
right.
put on those
the
lists.
Sponsor stuff.
Yes.
Right, and like Coop's mustard, you could definitely incorporate some kind of mustard in a lot of the stuff that you do for the acid and everything like that. And that's a great sponsor that does stuff like that. But the camaraderie that I felt both years that I competed with the people at the tables next to me, because one of the guys the last year, both years I ended up with none of my sous chefs could make it, so it's just a one man team.
Wow.
And the guys next to me are like, you did that by yourself? And I went, yeah. How do you feel? Tired. I'm tired. Because, you know, it's the most intense 2 hours.
Yeah, but your adrenaline's going so much that you don't get tired until the end, and you're like, oh, my God, what just happened?
Yeah. How am I so tired from 2 hours of cooking?
Why does it feel like a truck ran over me? That's the next day.
But it is – did you go to Dallas or did you just do Orange Beach?
No, I didn't go to Dallas. I just –
Well, COVID showed up. Everything got crazy, and I would like to get back into it again.
Plus, I had open-heart surgery.
Right, yeah.
I was kind of a little weak still.
Yeah. And you couldn't do it from a with a walker?
No walker. But that strength, you won't believe the strength that you don't have from being sawed open.
Yeah. We've both been down that route.
Yeah. Different spectrums.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly you lose muscle. I mean, 3 days. 3 days in a hospital bed, you got to learn to walk again, pretty much. I mean, it's shocking the first time you go to stand up. Because you've stood up out of a bed your entire life.
Right.
And pretty much pulled it off every time.
All Once of a you sudden. Fall out of bed.
Yeah. But see, well, in that case, you had a chemical alteration.
Or something.
Yeah. but you know, it. You know, coming back, as both of us have from, you know, I like to say, you know, I stared in the gates of hell and clawed my way out. And you have too. And it gives you a different perspective.
You're right. Yes, it does.
I can't stand a quitter now.
It really
can't
does.
Stand someone that just gives up at the first sign of, you know, what I went through, what you went through, and the other people that I saw in the hospital that had it far worse off than I did. And that was the one thing I kept telling myself, you know, the whole time was, no matter how bad it was for me, I was going to be normal eventually. But, you know, this fella came in, he had two arms and two legs. He didn't leave that way. And that couple came in with a baby, and now they don't have one. You know, I'm just sitting here trying to heal,
and I'll be thankful normal. That you're above ground and
right, exactly. So I have lost all patience for people who give up at the first sign of of anything,
any sign of weakness.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm like, just, well, go home, put on a soap opera, and leave this to the people who want to live.
Here's your towel.
Yeah. So World Food Championship was a big part of that for me.
Right.
Well, that was part of the comeback, and I did what I called the 2017 comeback tour. That first year, I didn't care what I placed. I was lucky to be alive.
Everybody has such great attitudes and spirits there too, and it's really a fun time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got 2 minutes left. We wanted to get one last word in. Patty, tell us where people can get in touch with you, where they can find you.
Glitz and Glam to you on Instagram. Saturday, I'll be in Fairhope at the Southern Antiques and Accent shop. It's across the street from the hospital on 98 254 South Greeno Road. I'll be having there be there for between 8 and 6 with chocolate dip strawberries, single, 6 pack, or 12 packs. Come and get yours for your sweetheart. Sunday, February the 13th, I'll be at the Mobile Bay at the pier, Mobile Bay Makers Market.
Mobile.
From 10 to 2. I'll have my resin artwork and strawberries there also. I'll probably do some chocolate fudge.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
Let's get some fudge in there, you know.
Yeah, any of it. Chocolate, peanut butter fudge, I love.
And if you guys get a hold of me, we can get my phone number out. That's fine, too. 251-284-0749.
Say it again.
251-284-0749. 0749.
There you go.
Call me if you want me to deliver you some strawberries on Valentine's Day also for a little small extra fee. You know, you have two girlfriends, a side chick, a wife. Yeah. Buy three Mike. Deliveries,
That's
get
extra.
One free.
That's extra.
buy three, get one free. Yeah.
It sounded like she was talking straight to you, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Anything you guys.
Two girlfriends, a side piece, and a wife or two.
Buy three deliveries, get one free.
You can be the head. Yeah, we need to do our little thing, Mike. Servers, what do y'all do?
Get out there, earn your tip. Folks, be gentle, be generous, and tip these servers. We're still going through a hard time right now, but support local, be local by local. And what do we do here?
If you can't prove in a crowd, prove alone.
So long, way down on the Mobile Bay, way down on the Mobile Bay, so long, so long.